Coach Barber, it just seemed like you had a different team out there on the floor tonight. A big EI conference win for you guys over CHBC. And just by the smile on your face, I can tell you couldn't be any prouder and any happier with your boys.
Yeah, that's 100% true. I knew it was going to be a battle tonight. This is a real rough team, real physical. So I told my boys, we got to be a tougher team tonight. We got to play hard. If I give effort, we're down a couple players from injuries and just sickness and stuff like that. So I was really proud of the five guys I had out here tonight and almost played 32 minutes. So.
And, of course, you can tell you guys were fired up from the get-go. How big was it for you guys to get out to that early lead and be able to get your offense really going and clicking in early?
It was huge. Our team really bases off confidence. So when we have bad mistakes happen early, it flushes us and gets us in this mood. We're just down the whole game. It's like we're fighting. But being up to start really helped us keep that and use the momentum to propel through the game for sure.
Of course, you had some tough EI games this year, so kind of out of the hunt for the top spot. But knowing now that what you guys are capable of here with the last few weeks of the season coming up, you know, how big is it for you guys to have a game like this so the boys can see, you know, just exactly what their hard work the last several weeks have put in, for you guys, and knowing that hey, we have some tough games coming up, but look how we just played a tough team.
I think it's huge. I think we can use this game for huge momentum going into these following games. We I have a couple games, pretty tough games coming up. We have South Central next week, and then I believe we play Ramsey again for their senior night. So those are two huge games for us to, you know, look forward to and try to build off again going to postseason.
You're used to having, you know, Ice Noggle, Sug, Scoggins. You're used to those guys getting out there and hitting double digits most nights. Tonight, they went above and beyond with that, but then you had some other guys that were really getting back. Hagen was even getting to the basket. He was shooting from the rim, getting to the basket, but then you had some guys coming off the bench hitting some big shots. Gavin Stroker, I know he hit a big three down from the right corner and saw your face light up. So seeing that everybody's really kind of building that confidence, was that kind of a goal, the last several weeks for you coming in going, okay, we got to get some of these guys' confidence up and get them involved?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. One of the biggest things I really want to teach this team is teamwork, and we got to move the ball around, finding the open guys. So I was really happy to see those, the role guys getting their buckets tonight and, being able to see that, those three big guys, Sug, Scoggins, and Ice Noggle, can share the ball. Be confident in your teammates. Let them get their shots just like they let you get your shots kind of thing. So.
Of course, something else I noticed, Connor Hartman's out on the bench. Logan, I know, not here tonight to actually with you guys with his situation dealing with, but one thing that stands out about your team is, you saw Connor out there at halftime working with Sug, putting his hands up, giving him, a little bit of defense there for him to work. Seeing those guys work together and push each other, how much does that mean to the team?
Huge. Start of the season, you saw a little bickering here and there, but I'm glad that we're getting to a point where we all realize, what helps us as a team is just the nice feedback, the positive feedback, stuff that lets you know what we can do better, not like where you make mistakes at, stuff like that. So I'm really glad these boys are coming around and realizing that's what we got to do to be a better team.